Southport.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks, and you?
Hanging in there. I'm trying to get a hold of John Dillon.
Okay, hold on, please, let me...
Would you know his direct line?
Yes, it's 860-424.
860-424. Yes?
5271.
5271.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll transfer you.
Thank you.
Morning, John Sport, can I help you?
Hi, John.
Yes.
Charles Lake.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
How you feeling?
I've been in and out.
You were feeling kind of under the weather.
I've been in and out of the hospital. I'm doing a little bit better.
Oh, that's good.
Have you ever written that letter?
I have written a letter, and quite honestly, I haven't sent it to you because I was hoping I could come up. People have been giving me some feeling that maybe there was another alternative for you, so I've been holding off. But to this point in time, other than doing a payoff on a settled balance or something, I haven't found anything. Essentially, the only way you really do this is to bring this back into court. But I realize I've written your letter, and I know your case pretty well, and I know that to bring it back in court, it's going to require attorney's fees, which you don't have the capacity for, and I know that doing a final balance settlement is a nice concept, but you don't necessarily have the funds to do that either. So it's kind of I'm just continuing to look for a solution for you, but I really don't have one thus far.
I'm going to write the court to see if I can get it dismissed.
It's got to go through the court, to be quite honest with you. I was trying to come up with another solution to see if there's any way I could reduce the amount, but every avenue I go down to try to find a solution for you, I kind of hit a dead end. And based on our discussion we had a few months back, it didn't sound like either of the alternatives that I had originally come up with were going to work for you. That may be the only alternative, would be to see if they would dismiss it. But at least, would you need to hire an attorney for that? Are you going to try to do that on your own?
No, I'm going to try to do it on my own. I have been, like I said, I've been in and out of the hospital.
Yeah.
And I really got to get this going. So,
yeah, it's...
If you can send me the letter that you have...
I'll be honest with you, I was kind of embarrassed to send it to you because what I had spoken to you about on the phone, which I know you said really weren't workable solutions, was at this point all I had, and I was, pursuing support enforcement and a few other avenues to see if I could come up with at least another alternative for you, and I really didn't have one. So I can forward the letter to you with essentially reiterating what we spoke about, but outside of you bringing the matter back into court, I can't come up with any other workable solution for you.
All right.
But I'll forward that out to you in today's mail then, because I've got it all set, and I just put a hold on a paragraph hoping I could get another solution for you, but there doesn't appear to be one, at least not at this point in time.
All right. You have my address, right? 72.
Let me double check. I'm sure I got it on the letter. Let me just find it here. I was actually home a month or so ago puttering around with my daughter on the computer. She went to bed, and I was still just fooling around surfing the internet, and I pulled up your webpage, and I was doing some you put quite a lot of work into that. It was very interesting.
Yeah, I'm starting. I was supposed to start a radio show over a month ago, but I've been in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of backing, and I've got a lot of people really interested in it now because the CDC has linked the polystyrene food containers to tobacco products.
Oh.
So it's like as we're feeding our kids in these schools and the schools are feeding them off of polystyrene food containers.
Right.
We might as well be giving them a pack of cigarettes to light up.
amazing.
It's got the same side effects.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just found it here. 72 Old Route 23, Cairo, New York, 12413.
Yep.
Okay. I'll just make sure that I've got this paragraph here squared away, and I'll shoot this out to you in today's mail.
Okay, good. Because,
all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get back. Like I said,
No. You know, quite honestly, I was going to call you, and I didn't want to bother you because I remember the last time we spoke, you were under the weather, and you had. I just didn't want to push things here. I was hoping I could come up with another solution, but you know, it's kind of one of those things where just when you think you have something, you dig deeper and find out there really isn't anywhere to go on it. It really ultimately comes down to getting it back into court.
Yeah, well, I've got to get in front of the judge because the people that were supposed to control,
right,
Leslie Rader,
yeah,
10 years after she took my kids away,
right,
refused to do anything about it.
Well, that's the other thing that, you know, a large part of what I investigated in, you know, a lot of this came down to the actions of the Department of Children and Youth Services, which is now DCF.
Yeah, well, it was DCYS,
right,
back then, and they had given me custody of a child.
Right.
And then Leslie Rader said that DCYS was incompetent, but never took that child away.
Okay.
And decided to take the other two children on the hearsay of my mother.
Right.
And my sister-in-law testified for my mother because my mother threatened to take her kids away.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's kind of a tyrant. And most of my brothers and sisters haven't been married because nobody comes up to what my mother expects them to be.
Right, right.
And I've got a brother that's 43 years, no, he's 50 years old.
Yeah.
And has been on two dates in his whole life.
Oh, boy, poor guy.
Because of my mother.
Yeah.
And the two of us that have gotten married moved away from, well, there's three of us.
Yeah.
That had gotten married, and two of us moved out of the state to get away from our mother.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my mother, she was in it just for the money.
Right.
I mean, my daughter turned 18. She found out she couldn't get no more money for her. She threw her out of the house. My son was 18. He was out of the house.
Yeah.
And he's living with my sister now.
Now, I remember your daughter was doing really well.
Daughter's doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both my granddaughters. In fact, I'm going down to see them this weekend.
Now, they're down here, right?
They live in, Danbury.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're doing really well. So, yeah.
Well, you know, and that's why I kind of took an interest in your case because I understood, after taking the time in our conversations and going through your correspondence and researching your case, I understood this was really a unique situation. It's not the commonplace thing, and I was really looking to try to find an avenue to give you a hand here.
Mm.
But unfortunately, because it was kind of majority of this was involving DCF and it was orders that were so old, I just couldn't find an avenue to get through, and I knew that your finances were kind of tight. But if you can get the matter back into court, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I found the person that was supposed to oversee Leslie Rader,
mm-hmm,
and she told me, well, you know, Leslie retired, and I'm not getting into this, and I'm not going to look at this. And I says, but you have to. I said, this is bogus.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really care if it's bogus or not. I'm going to take it to court. And if they throw me in jail, then they'll pay for my medical and everything else.
Right, right.
But I'm tired of them saying I abandoned my kids when I didn't.
Yeah.
They were taken from me by my mother, who was just seeking the money from social services.
Well, I mean, now you're so many years have gone by. I mean, you are in a position where your kids are old enough, they can sit down there and testify on your behalf as well.
Yeah.
You know, when they were younger, they may not have been recognized as a legitimate resource, but now I'm sure they could come in and they could tell the judge themselves the way it was.
Yeah, well, and my daughter told, you know, they were told things that, you know, when I used to come down to see them because I had court-ordered visitation.
Right.
I would go down there to see him. My mother would stash him someplace else.
Right.
So I'd drive all the way down 2.5 hour drive. And my, they're not home. They left. Well, where'd they go? Well, I don't know. And none of my brothers and sisters at the time would talk to me. And then I found out that you know, they were only four houses down. And
a lot of water has gone under the bridge, and a lot of people that were involved in the situation see it more clearly now. So maybe that'll work to your benefit, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna take it to court. And
let me just update this piece here, and I'll just, you know, clarify that what we talked about was, it, from our perspective, it was what's available for alternatives, but court is obviously one of them, and you can use this letter as you see fit.
Okay, thank you.
Okie doke. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.